There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I got to share this with you. I kind of like to pick out the most stupid thing I hear on television by a reporter or by an anchor. This is from an anchor, and they were discussing the Secret Service situation. And the anchor says, well, do you think we're being too hard on the Secret Service? What? Are you kidding me? That they should be allowed to be drunk in a government vehicle, knocking down barriers, running over open bomb investigations, not take a breathalyzer and be sent home? Really? Are we being too hard on the Secret Service agents? That is literally what this host said on CNN. I can't tell you what that did to me. Had to write that one down, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, moving on to other issues, let me just tell you about something that's kind of cool. And that is the 6 most amazing seeds that you can eat. And I could tell you all the real reasons why it's good for you, but it would take too long. But number one, chia seeds. Chia seeds. You know the things you make a little pet out of at Christmas time? And you never see them ever again? Well, you can get chia seeds, organic chia seeds. We have them at the Power Mall. We have the dark and the light chia seeds. And I'll tell you, they're 2.5 times more protein than kidney beans, 3 times more antioxidant strength than blueberries. That's huge. 3 times more iron than spinach, 6 times more calcium than milk, 7 times more vitamin C than oranges, 8 times more omega-3 than salmon, 10 times more fiber than rice, 15 times more magnesium than broccoli. Get your chia seeds at the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen. Please. Organic chia seeds at the Power Mall. You can also sprout them. They're a little bit harder. Number 2 is flaxseed. I'm not going to tell you all the benefits of flaxseed, but you all know that. We can get those at the Power Mall also. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, hemp seeds. Call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com and buy from the good guys, ladies and gentlemen. Buy from the good guys, and there's a reason. Okay, now one other thing that I wanted to tell you about is pallets. You know those wooden pallets? We get a lot of them delivered here to the Power Mall. They make great garden planters. Now, you want to make sure, though, that they're not leaching toxic chemicals, because some of the Chinese ones, surprise, surprise, do. Anyway, you use these repurposed materials for your home garden. It's a win-win, as long as you make sure it doesn't have any junk in it. And it tells you in the article, go to the email blast, sign up. It's free. Get the email blast every day sent to your house on how to live better in this crazy world. Anyway, recycled and restored wooden pallets are used for coffee tables now. I saw them on free market, the flea market program, you know, where they convert stuff. Coffee table, wine holder, shelving, outdoor steps, chicken coops, and gardening platforms. Anyway, you need to find out, though, how to make sure there are no chemicals in it, and this tells you how to do that. Because you want to avoid any wooden pallets that look oily or stained with anything you don't recommend, you don't recognize. They are commonly treated with methyl bromide, a broad-spectrum pesticide, to control insects, weeds, pathogens, and rodents. You want to make sure there's no bad stuff in it. So you want to know where they originated, what country, the IPPC logo, how it was treated, any numerical code, and the logo for identifying the inspector. That's all stuff on there. Did you know that? Interesting. Anyway, pallets make great garden planters for vertical gardening. Think about that. And a tasty way to help prevent cardiovascular disease. That's in the email blast. And how one dog, who was only supposed to live a week, lived another year. I love these stories, but I can't tell them to you because it makes me cry. We're going to be back with Joseph Meyer after this. 3-minute break. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be talking market forecast today. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to having Joseph Meyer on the show so we can talk markets, what's going on in the markets. A lot of people are interested in the euro, Greece. We'll hopefully get to all those issues in just a few minutes. Joseph Meyer, he's a 42-year Wall Street veteran. He's president of Meyer and Associates. He is editor of the macroeconomic and financial newsletter, Straight Money Analysis, which I got to tell you is really excellent. It's one of the few that can hold my attention. I really like his newsletter. Mr. Meyer has appeared on Coast to Coast since 2004. He's been on ABC, NBS, CBS News, and quoted in Foreign Policy Magazine and Forbes. He is a securities law expert witness and an arbitrator mediator with the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com and Meyer, MeyerAssoc.com. Thank you so much, Joseph Meyer, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Good morning, Joyce. Thank you and the Power Hour for having me this morning. Always an extreme pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience.
Well, thank you. Because you seem to bring to the table things that we need to be considering. And one of those, of course, is looking at the market now. And, of course, Fox and the Cleavage Babes tell me that things are great. They're getting only better. Go buy stock. Is that what we're supposed to believe now?
Well, I believe we're making history. As you know, I've spoken to this point many times in the various issues of the newsletter. And I think we're finally seeing, I believe, the top being put in place in the equity market, very similar to what we've seen in the top in 1929. And certainly the top we saw in the 1960s bull market, 1966 and 1968. So I think this is a time for caution. I think this is a time to reassess the risk you're taking in the market. And this may be an ideal time as the market continues to try to drive the higher valuations. Take some money off the table, Joyce.
Well, that's not what Fox tells us, because they are thinking that the markets are looking really good. Nobody even mentions 1929. And, of course, oil is down to $44 a barrel this morning. You know, people are questioning why all these things that and gold being at 1150 something. I mean, nobody seems to be questioning why all this is happening. All they do is just tell you to go buy more stock.
Well, I think if you go back again, and as you know, I'm a historian, certainly of market history, after the 1929 top was put in place in the equity market at Dow 381, few people realize, Joyce, that it took 25 years till 1954 to get back above that level. If we go back to the first time that the Dow approached 1,000, which was in 1966, it took 16 years until late 1982, early 1983, to finally trade back above that level of 1,000 and remain there. So the point simply is, once this top is put in place, whether we see it here in the low 18,000 area or we go as high as possibly even 20,000 in the Dow, I think we could be looking at a minimum of a quarter of a century until we would exceed those levels once again, Joyce.
So you really think that it might go up to 20,000 before this is all over?
Well, I think markets tend, as you know, to gravitate to round and even numbers. And we saw that with Dow 10,000. And I can't rule out the possibility of this momentum liquidity-driven rally having the potential to trade to possibly 20,000 in the Dow. But I think when you look at the potential moving forward on a risk-reward basis, this is the equivalent of picking up nickels and dimes in front of a steamroller.
What do you think that the S&P going up towards such a high means now? Same thing as the Dow?
Well, I think if you go back again and you look at the average length of a bull market going all the way back to 1900, the average length of a bull market was approximately 4.9 years. This bull market, as you know, is now 6 years old. So I think from the standpoint of longevity, this bull market is very long in the tooth. And more importantly, as you know, the 2009 bottom in the Dow was 6470, and in the S&P it was 670. So we have had a tremendous move. I think it's a move that's coming to an end. And as you know, I wrote about in the latest March issue of the newsletter that I felt a strong defensive position was fully warranted in the market. And I even went as far as to name seven defensive stocks for portfolio consideration that I think people should be looking to as this market puts in its final highs.
Wow. I see that the price of oil just continuing to go down and the price of gasoline continuing to go up.
Yes.
What's happening there? Why the disparity there?
Well, I think, again, it's important to put in the context that any time we have witnessed a $40 a barrel drop in the price of crude oil in less than 6 months, it's led to a very serious economic downturn. Having said that, once that downturn is complete and the market certainly finds a bottom, we've had six periods where we've witnessed within a two-year period of time a doubling in crude oil prices. I'd like to name those prior periods very quickly for your listening audience, Joyce.
Okay.
The first time was in January of 1974. The second time was in November of 1979. The third time was September of 1980. The fourth time was June of 2000. The fifth time was August of 2005. And the sixth and most recent time was December 2008.
So we are coming upon questionable length of time that people need to be aware of what is taking place and look at your history for sure.
Absolutely,
let's,
Joyce.
Let's talk about the commodities market because
sure.
Gold and silver, I mean, you're not one of those people that's going to tell us to go buy gold at $11.55, are you?
Well, I think, again, within the context of the long-term bull market, I think the precious metal bull, first of all, is alive and well. And I think when you look at the percentage of correction that we've witnessed in this bull market, as you know, it started in 2001, gold at roughly $255 an ounce and silver slightly below $4. And we saw gold go to $1,930 and silver rally to $49.45. And we've had a very long and painful correction. But the point that I want to make, within the confines of previous commodity bulls, and as you know, the last one was certainly in the 1970s, early 1980s, we had witnessed in that 1970 commodity bull a 47% correction from the highs to the lows prior to the bull market really getting underway. This correction that we've witnessed in this commodity bull, although it's been very painful and very long drawn out, has only been 37% from the top to the bottom. So I think within the confines of what we have seen prior, this has been a very normal correction within a long-term uptrend, and I think we're going to see significantly higher both gold and silver prices, Joyce.
You know, we don't hear much mentioned about numismatic coins. What are your thoughts on things like MS63s? What are your thoughts on numismatic coins?
Well, I've always been a proponent of bullion coins. I think they represent extraordinary value. I think with numismatics, as you know, they're very slow to appreciate as we see gold and silver drive the higher prices. And I think from the standpoint of a pure investment, I like bullion coins certainly over numismatics.
Yeah, you just don't ever hear them mentioned any longer.
No.
Also, today, Glenn Beck has a leading story of 309 U.S. millionaires pull money from the banking system. We kind of hear this, you know, periodically, but what are your thoughts on that? Is this really happening? You know, how does a person pull out millions of dollars from a banking account, and where do they take it to?
Well, you know, I've said for a long time that I felt that we'd see a credit correction, and we'd certainly see at some point an economic collapse down the road. I think the financial engineering that we've witnessed now over the last several years is now coming to an end. And I've said repeatedly that the coming debacle will see three sets of resets in the economy. I think we'll see a reset, Joyce, of all financial asset classes. We'll see a reset of all world currencies. And I think we'll see, finally, a reset of how we value all other asset classes and possessions of value in our lives, namely our jewelry, our antiques, our collectibles, our art, and our artifacts. So I think money is moving around the world. I think money is coming out of the dollar. I think money is seeking a home in hard assets. And I think we're at the point now where we could be looking at the twilight of the U.S. dollar itself. As you know, it became a world reserve currency in 1944. We were basically on the gold standard until 1971. We've been off the gold standard now far longer than we had been on it. And I think what we're seeing now, certainly with gold and silver in the long-term scope of things, with the central banks of the world accumulating gold and silver, again, I'll say for the record, we're making history and very few people realize it.
Interesting. Well, you know, hard assets to power our listeners, I don't know, maybe a little different from you living where you live, but hard assets to our listeners are gold, silver, ammunition, garden seeds, toilet paper, and kitty litter.
Okay.
I mean, our people are investing in those kinds of things because they see the end coming. And I don't know if you've been noticing this or not, but in my location, the shelves are getting less and less stocked at the grocery stores. In other
Very
words,
true.
Well, why is that? There's more space between all of the items than there ever was before.
Well, I think companies don't want to tie up their capital in inventory. I think a lot of items are very slow-moving items, and you're very right. I've noticed a lot of times some of the favorite things we want to buy on a weekly basis in the grocery store are on back order.
Yeah. And you know they got those little laser thingies they walk around, and every night they determine what they need for the next day. They get it shipped in, except for now they're not.
They're not.
Yeah. All right. We're going to be back after this four-minute break with Joseph Meyer, a favorite of the Power Hour, straightmoneyanalysis.com. We'll be back. Four-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for not wanting to be entertained. You don't want to be entertained when you listen to the Power Hour. You want to be educated. You want to understand what's going on. And it is hard to understand. The price of gold going down. Nobody would have thought it would have been at 11.57, that oil would be at 44.14. Nobody would have thought that. With the stock market being at 17,750, it's up over 100 points in the green today. Well, we have Joseph Meyer joining us. We're trying to make some sense out of this with the market analysis or market forecast and his website, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Straightmoneyanalysis.com is his financial newsletter, which is absolutely excellent. If you're looking to invest in a market newsletter, straightmoneyanalysis.com. The question that I have for you, Joseph, is, and I'm going to open up the phone lines because I know a lot of people would like to talk to you. So I'm going to open up the phone lines, and while you all are calling in at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, because I know you don't get the chance to talk to somebody of the caliber of Joseph Meyer very often. And so, excuse me, if you would like to talk to him, give us a call at 855-995-6923. Now, my question is, we all talk about the market being so unstable. I mean, it's just like it flows off the tongue, unstable or instable market or whatever. But why? Why is the market, you say you have 10 reasons
right. Why
it's at a long-term top. Let's talk about that.
Well, I think, first of all, we have three immediate concerns that I think we certainly have to put in perspective, Joyce, when we talk about the equity markets. Number one, they're extremely overvalued. Number two, they're widely overextended. And number three, they're rapidly euphoric. But when you talk about certainly what is happening here and 10 reasons why I believe we're making a top, let me name those 10 reasons quickly for your listening audience.
Okay.
Number one, corporate bond debt is now back to the 2007 peak levels. Number two, stock buybacks are now back to the 2007 level.
Okay, a little slower, because I know people are trying to take all this in.
Okay.
Okay.
Number three, investor bullish sentiment now back to the 2007 market levels. Number four, leverage loan market now signaling major problems ahead. Number five, corporate insiders now selling shares once again at a record level. Number six, many well-respected investment legends are now warning of impending market crash and economic collapse. Number seven, investor complacency now at a record low, absolutely no fear of a large correction in the stock market. Number eight, the Fed has confirmed QE is ending. The long-term stimulus is now finally out of the market. Number nine, there is once again a bubble mentality and an atmosphere very similar to what we witnessed in the 2007 top, leading to the financial debacle, and then in 2008, the meltdown. And number 10, and lastly, in saving the large Wall Street banks, the very group who created the 2008 crisis, the Fed failed to address the root cause of the 2008 crisis and remedy it. Those are the 10 reasons why I'm very concerned, Joyce.
Those are some very good reasons. Now, what is the market collapse going to look like, and how will we know? Is it just going to be the Dow that's going to be going down 100 or 300 points every day? How will we know we are at a market collapse?
Well, I think we're witnessing now the volatility that you had spoke of earlier, and volatility, when you see it certainly in an advance that's as aged as this one, is signaling that I think we're certainly headed now for a major change in trend from up, which we've witnessed now for almost 7 years, to down and down very hard. But I think when you talk about asset classes and you talk about, you know, patience in the market, and that's one thing I'd like to talk about quickly. Patience is the rarest commodity on the street of dreams, and we've lost sight of that, Joyce. I think people that are in the precious metals over the long term will be very well rewarded. I think people who have made money in the equity and certainly the bond markets have to reassess their position. And I think at this time it would be prudent to take some money off the table and or reallocate those two asset classes. This is the time to do it when things are continuing to stay strong, at least temporarily, and the markets are trying to move higher.
And for those people that have a 401k retirement program, which that's becoming more questionable every day,
yes,
what are your thoughts? And you know, when people write to you or your subscribers say, what do I do? When we come back from this break, I want to know what he tells his listeners, his subscribers to the newsletter. Also, the phone lines are filling up, and we'll be back with Joseph Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Thank you for joining us, for being part of the Power Hour today. We're talking to Joseph Meyer. Let me get back to him. But let me tell you what the items are that are on sale this week. The book Rigged, How American Elections Are Stolen and Who Steals Them. It's on sale for $24. How I Cured My Cancer, Stage 4, and he did that with Black Salve. That is a unique book, hard to find, ladies and gentlemen, How I Cured My Cancer. And then also, and it was on sale for $17, Synchronized Universe, The New Science of the Paranormal, on sale for $19. The Garden Seed Special, get your garden seeds. Time to do that. If you're going to plant, now is the time to get your seeds. They're available at the Power Mall, Medicinal and Culinary Seed Package, and the Basic Starter Package. Vegan Burgers, Vegan burgers, $8.99. Dry vegan burger mix. Oh, man, is it good. No GMOs in that. And Purium is on sale, along with the FR300 Emergency Crank Radio, AM/FM. It is a weather band portable radio with flashlight, red emergency flashing LED, and siren. Now, we all need those, don't we? Can be charged by a hand crank power generator, 3 AA batteries, and you can get it at the Power Mall. It's normally $50, on sale for $24. $24. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And also, I want to tell you about a video called Backyard or Small Farm Food Production. It was normally $60. It's now $25. It's a set of DVDs, and you are going to love it. That is, if you want to know how to do rabbits, a garden, water, home butchering, poultry, using dogs for work dogs, perennials, orchards, food forest, edible landscaping. It's all available at the Power Mall. Give us a call along with Fossil Shell Flower. Those of you who know what that's all about, it is on sale for only $18.50, and that is for 10 pounds of fossil shell flour. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. We're talking to Joseph Meyer today, and the question I ask him before the break is, what do you tell your listeners? Now, of course, that's why you have a newsletter, so that you can tell your readers what to do, but what do we do now? What do we do if we've got all our money invested in other areas to avoid that, you know, penalty? What are you telling people to do?
That cash is an asset class in itself, Joyce, and there are times when you should be in cash and out of the market, and there's times when you should be raising cash as prices continue to drive to higher valuations. I think the risk-reward, certainly as we look at the current position of the economic cycle, and more important, the equity market itself, is not in your favor. You know, the toughest thing to do is take money off the table as a market is rising, but in most instances, it's a prudent thing to do. Never lose sight of the fact that you can always come back into the market with the other guy's money. You know, you don't make your money when you sell. You make your money when you buy. And people lose sight of the fact that paper profits can evaporate very quickly once the market turns down. That's why you take money off the table and always have cash that you can reinvest in the market at a more opportune time.
All righty. You know, one of the reasons I like interviewing Joseph Meyer is because he's straight with us, ladies and gentlemen, just like his newsletter. He doesn't give you half an answer, and then you have to guess what the other half is. He's not afraid to say what he believes, and I really appreciate that. Let's go to Gloria, and I don't know where you are, Gloria, but welcome to the Power Hour today. What question, Gloria, New York, question or comment for Joseph Meyer?
Yes, thank you. I love Joseph Meyer, the best of the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
But I do have a question, but I want to pass on to you what I heard about President Putin.
Okay.
Supposedly, and I pray that I'm wrong, this will be found out either way. Supposedly he died Sunday. He had gone on a trip to Kazakhstan or something to meet with leaders there. As he got off the plane, he grabbed his chest and he went down. To me, that was a direct energy weapon from a, you know, satellite or something. I know about that stuff.
Okay, where did you hear this? Where did this information come from?
I heard this. I only have shortwave. This was Wednesday, I believe Wednesday. I was listening to True News. It's by Rick Wiles, True
mm-hmm.
News. And
okay.
He reported it, and it was very safe. He said someone told them they got it off the Mossad website called DEPCA or DEPCO.
Okay, DEPCA, yeah. Okay, let me ask Joseph Meyer if he's aware of this. Thank you very much, Gloria, for the question. I've been getting a lot of information regarding the question of Putin. Your thoughts on that, Mr. Meyer?
I don't have any information. I'm certainly surprised to hear this latest revelation. I think the markets at this point are certainly not responding to this kind of news if it is true. I hope it's not true, but you never know, Joyce.
Yeah, Detka is a pretty good source. I am surprised also. I got an email from an attorney who was an attorney for the Malaysian government, and he said that he is hearing some real rumblings about what's going on in Russia also. So we might want to be watching that. Let's go to Frank in Louisiana. Frank in Louisiana, you're on the air with Joseph Meyer. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I know for many, many years the establishment money powers have openly stated that they wanted a one-world currency. And in August of 2013, on Bloomberg News, I'd seen an interview with one of the Rothschilds. I believe it was Evelyn Rothschild. And right in the middle of the interview, he stated, he just stopped it and he said, look, he says, I know that people don't like to hear this, but he says, what we need is an international currency. And that just told me that the only way you're going to get an international currency is you have to bring down the dollar. And I think that's what this TARP thing is. They're printing money like grass into the tens of trillions, it's been reported, and they're buying up all the stock and giving it to themselves. I think they're going to take down the dollar sometimes in the near future.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. Your thoughts on what Frank says, Joseph?
Well, I agree with Frank wholeheartedly. I think, again, this ties into what I had said earlier, Joyce, with the central banks of the world continuing to buy gold and buy it very aggressively. Again, if you go back and you look at history, 1 ounce of gold bought the Dow twice. It bought it in 1932, as you know, and once again in 1980. I think when you look at certainly the gold that China has accumulated over the last several years, and they continue to accumulate and accumulate very heavily, at some point I have to believe we're going to see a Chinese gold-backed currency. That doesn't mean it happens today or tomorrow, but I think at some point it's inevitable, Joyce.
All right. A Chinese gold-backed currency, is that going to be the demise of the dollar and the demise of our monetary system? I mean, are we going to be devastated? Is that the point at which we are going to, our market is going to crash?
Well, you know, we were on the gold standard, as I said earlier, for 27 years. We've been off of it for 44 years. And I think when you go back and you look at certainly what has happened with food prices and certainly housing and, more importantly, the cost of everything, you know, we cannot continue down this path, as Frank has said, with continuing to print massive amounts of money. Few people realize that the Fed balance sheet prior to 2007 was only $800 billion, Joyce. The Fed balance sheet now is $4.3 trillion. You know, they've taken on the balance sheet all these mortgage-backed securities. They're still holding them on the balance sheet. They're continuing to pump liquidity into the system. At some point, this has to end, and Frank is absolutely right. It's not going to be a happy and pleasant ending when it's finally over.
Okay. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. Fred in Michigan, you're on the air with Joseph Meyer. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. The guaranteed best value in silver investments, that's the first question. Second question is what actually is responsible for the oil, the gas pump, gas prices?
Okay. All righty. The first question on best investment, gold and silver, and then oil prices. Why are they so weird?
Well, I think if you go back, there's a correlation, and again, it's a long-term correlation that very few people realize, Joyce, and that correlation is simply this. Did you know in the 1960s, silver traded for $1.50 an ounce and a barrel of oil was $1.50? It was a parity of 1-to-1. Did you know that?
No, I sure did not.
So there's a long history of silver being valued at approximately the price of one barrel of oil. We have not seen that because, as I have said many times, we've had massive intervention in these markets, and we've had massive distortion of asset class prices. But, you know, silver has some very unique things to it that very few people realize. It has three properties that I'd like to share quickly with you and your listener. Silver has the highest conductivity of any element. Do you know that?
I think I did. That's pretty amazing, yes.
All right. Silver has the highest thermal conductivity of any metal. Silver has the highest reflectivity of any metal. And more importantly, silver demand hit a peak in 2013 at over a billion ounces of silver. But more importantly, silver is used, as you know, Joyce, in electronics, medical applications, batteries, solar technology, nanotechnology, photography, and industrial catalysts. Silver is a critical precious metal to industry in many, many applications. So I think when we talk about silver and we talk about its value and we talk about its long-term potential, I think it's a tremendous asset class. It should be accumulated and put away.
Well, silver sounds like probably the best deal right now. What is it now, $15 and something?
$15.50.
All right. And then the prices at the pump. Why are they continuing to go up when the price of oil is going down? Age-old question.
Well, you know, as we get into the springtime, a lot of refineries swing over, as you know, from heating oil to making gasoline. And I think basically what had happened, we had a glut that built up in the market over a period of months. And I think that glut now of gasoline is certainly diminishing and diminishing very, very rapidly. But interesting enough, as I had said in the latest issue of the newsletter, there were just 10 states with the lowest gasoline prices. If you'd like me to name them, I'll name them quickly.
Sure, sure.
Missouri, Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Minnesota, New Mexico, Mississippi, Michigan, Tennessee, and Iowa. Those were the 10 states with the lowest pump price, gasoline price.
Okay. And also, though, aren't they using this time to try and put taxes in on the, road taxes in there to try
Absolutely.
And support that? And they're not telling people about it, and then all of a sudden we're going to find out we've been taxed, you know, to the nth degree again when we thought that oil was dropping.
Going to be another surprise that will not be a pleasant one.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to, do we have any callers, John? Scott? Okay, you can get in right now at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Straight Market Money Analysis, the website. Joseph Meyer is our guest today. Joseph, what is the question that you get asked the most by your subscribers?
Well, I think the question I get asked the most is the precious metal bull market over? And as I've said, I think the precious metal bull market is alive and well. And more importantly, I think the greatest gains in this ongoing bull market in the precious metals is not behind us, but still in front of us. And I think if we go back and we look at the value of owning the precious metals all through history, there's certainly a long history of gold and silver. And I think when you look at gold is the money of kings, silver is the money of gentlemen, barter is the money of peasants, and debt is the money of slaves.
Oh, wow, that is good.
I think
you are full of it today.
Any clearer than that, Joyce.
Wow, you are really on today. That is interesting. Yeah, barter is the money of peasants, did you say?
Yes.
Interesting. Where do you see, speaking of barter and other things, other options for people, where do you see the Bitcoin market going?
Well, you know, the Bitcoin had a tremendous move, and like any market, it certainly had to undergo a correction, and it's certainly done that. I think as we move forward, the question is going to be, will the popularity of the Bitcoin return? And at this point, I really don't have an answer to that because the metals, as you know, have been depressed and depressed now for quite some time. But I think when people look at a storage of value, they look at an alternative certainly to paper money. You know, it's certainly an area of the market that I believe should continue to do well. You know, whether or not we surpass the highs that we've seen prior at this point, there's no way to tell, Joyce.
And where is Bitcoin now? Have you seen it lately?
I haven't seen it lately. I haven't followed it. I've been basically following the precious metal markets because Most people don't realize a full 50% correction, as I spoke to earlier, of the entire bull move in gold, 255 to 1930, you know where it comes in? 1080. So 1080 would be a full 50% correction. We're not that far away from 1080, Joyce.
Oh, that's true. That is true, yeah. Okay, let's go to Joseph in Georgia. Joseph in Georgia, you're on the air with Joseph Meyer. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, just one quick comment. I seen it on CBS News this morning. Putin's not dead. He was at a meeting in Kazakhstan, so he is not dead. The reports of his demise have been greatly exaggerated.
Okay, that's all I thank got. You.
And I love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Thank you so much. There's an interesting story out about some huge amount of seats that have been placed in the center of the capital there in Russia, and they're, I mean, like bleachers all over the place, and they're wondering what's going on. A lot of transportation into the city and trucks just lined up. I don't know, but it seems like they're either creating the idea that something is happening or there is something happening in Russia. I don't know. Where do you see the world situation with respect to Greece and the euro? And, I mean, do you think that the demise of the euro is greatly overstated also, Joseph?
Well, I think when we speak to the euro, as you know, Joyce, it's been around since 1999 and it's had problems almost from its inception. But I think when we take a look at Greece, which is certainly the poster child for the demise of the euro, and we take a look at the problems in the European Union itself, you know, most people want to believe that the problems with the euro are centered primarily on Greece, and that's not true. I think Greece is an immediate problem, but I think when you take a look at Spain and Portugal and Italy, they're not too far behind. You know, the question is, will the Germans, which are the strongest members, certainly of the European Union,
and we're, unfortunately,
to fund the euro and bail out Greece?
Yeah, we got to go to a break. 3 minutes. We'll be back after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to Joseph Meyer and Joyce Ryan. We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. We're talking to Joseph Meyer today, straightmoneyanalysis.com. You will not be disappointed in it, I guarantee you. Straightmoneyanalysis.com. We have Doug in Mississippi. Doug, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. This is our final segment with Mr. Meyer. Go ahead, please, Doug. Doug, are you there in Mississippi? Go ahead, please.
I said, how you doing today?
I'm blessed. Thank you very much. Go ahead, please, Doug.
Me too. Yeah, I got a question and a statement. And I've been hearing for many, many years that I'm the demise of the dollar and the fall of the economy. Now, I've never seen it come to fruition, but I've heard about it a long time. Do you think that, for Mr. Myers, do you think that the fall of the demise of the dollar is going to also be the demise of our nation?
Did you say the demise of our banks?
Of our dollar. Is it going to be the demise of the nation?
Yeah.
The dollar.
Well, I don't know if it'll be the demise of the nation. You know, I've said many times, you know, people want to believe that the American dream is over and done. I don't believe the American dream is over and done, or for that matter, dead. But I will say I think the American dream has been very badly wounded. And I think we have to get back to basics, we have to get back to sound money, and we have to understand if we're going to compete in a global economy, we have to be competitive and we have to make changes certainly in the way that we do things. But you're absolutely right. There's been talk of the demise of the dollar and certainly the demise of the U.S. economy for a long, long time. That's why I continue to believe that gold will have a very important role as we move forward and a very important role in the monetary reset that I believe is ahead of us.
All right. Thank you very much, Doug, for the phone call, for the question. And an email question here from Sylvia. What do we do with cash? What are your thoughts on banks, sir?
Well, I think what you do with cash right now is probably one of the toughest things to do, and that's just hang on to it. I think we're going to get an extraordinary buying opportunity, certainly in the equity market, so once the correction gets underway. A lot of people lose sight of a very important fact, Joyce. We've not had a full 10% correction in the S&P 500 now in 41 months. And I think it tells you clearly that a long-term correction in these markets is overdue. And I've outlined, and I'll say it again, the 7 defensive stocks for portfolio consideration I think you should look to, certainly as the market offers these companies at good prices.
Mm-hmm. And the question about buying gold and silver, a lot of people are just sort of intimidated in getting into that market. Now, we have Midas Resources, of course, at Genesis Network. And I'm sure those people will be real gentle with you and help you to get into the metals market if you choose to, because they've had a lot of people that are doing this for the very first time and don't know. I mean, a lot of people don't even know you can buy gold and silver. I mean, with all the commercials that are done on TV, they still don't know that it's for the average person. Yeah. And so I want to encourage you to do that. There's something else I was going to ask you and I've forgotten now. How are you changing your life now based on what you think is about to happen in the near future with the markets? How are you changing your lifestyle?
Well, I think there are things that are inevitable. I think the economy, as I'm sure you'll agree, has been in trouble now for many, many years. I think when we look at the changes that are ahead of us, I think they're going to be rapid, and I think they're going to be surprising in many ways. as to what actually takes place in the short term and, more importantly, what these changes are going to mean in the long term. But, you know, people lose sight of the fact that gold and silver are storage of value. Did you know, Joyce, that a kilo of gold, which is 35 ounces of gold, in the height of the Depression, bought a new Chevy Ford in Plymouth Automobile?
Oh, wow. Wow. That is interesting. We are out of time, unfortunately.
Buy those same three cars today?
Wow. How interesting. That is Joseph Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Stay tuned to the Power.